Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making
to be and more. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill. I am a naturopathic doctor, a ND. I'm not a M as in Mary B. I'm a ND. That means I use natural modalities such as herbs, whole foods, good water, exercise, and prayer, rather than synthetic drugs, to help the body improve its own innate ability to heal itself. I'm a raw chef. I'm a certified raw chef. I'm a certified master herbalist, dry blood cell analysis, and my passion is just helping people maintain, regain, and improve their health. You know, we've got to we've got to attain a higher level of consciousness where our health is concerned. We've got to take more responsibility for our health choices. We've got to take control of our health. Yes. I've got a wonderful show for you this evening. I'm going to give you some herbs that everyone should have, on hand. You know, fall is coming, the 23rd of this month, autumn, fall will be here, and we're going to do a cleanse. We're doing a master cleanse, yes, and I am excited about it. We're going to go 14 days. It's a group of us. We're coming together to cleanse the body. You know, you got to cleanse the body before you begin to nourish the body so the body can heal itself. Did you know that your body can heal itself? God made it like that. It has an innate ability to heal itself. You don't believe me? Have you ever had a sore or a scratch or something on your arm? And you see how if you just leave it alone, you don't have to do anything to it, just leave it alone, and it'll heal itself. And that is so miraculous. Well, it'll do the same thing on the inside, but we have to give it what it needs in order for it to do it. We have to take care of it. This is a sacred vessel, and we've got to do everything we can in order to help this body to get as much road life as we can out of it. You know, this is the only one you're going to get. You know, if you can't take it and trade it in for another model, this is all you get right here and now. So we got to take care of it. I read something very interesting. I'm reading a book. It's called Herbs of the Bible. It's by James A. Duke. Listen, everybody get your pencils and paper. You know, I tell you that every single week. Get your pencils and your paper together because you're going to want to take some notes. I'm going to give you some herbs tonight, and one or two of these herbs you may hear, and you may want to, you know, look into them further. My website is up. It's up. It's not completed, but it is up. You know, I promised you last week, and I am a woman of my word. I promised you that I would have my website up. It is up. My website address is yourgoodhealth.info. Okay? And I'll give it out again before the end of the show tonight. Okay, here we go. Let's get started with some good stuff. This is something I wanted to share with you from my book, Herbs of the Bible. It says, doctors still warn that herbs should not be used as medicine because dosage levels haven't been established. They caution that if benefits of herbs haven't been proven, then that herb might be harmful. Too often, the scientific community considers an herb guilty until proven innocent, as it were. It's true that we can't prove how many times herbs have saved lives in recent years. But data published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the JAMA, between 1997 and 1998 indicates that the FDA-approved prescription drugs have killed between 100,000 and 150,000 in the United States alone. I rest my case. It simply makes good sense to give respectful attention to the plant wisdom of the ages. And this is published in Herbs of the Bible by James A. Duke, Ph.D. This is a book worth having in your library. Another book worth having in your library is The Herbs for You, Build Better Health Naturally, and Thereby Pure Herbs. And these books, they run $35, and it's two editions. And when you purchase these books, you automatically become a member of Pure Herbs. And that means you can purchase high-quality herbs. Pure Herbs is a company that has been in business here in Michigan for over 34 years. It's a reputable company, and when you purchase these two-volume books for $35, you automatically become a member of Pure Herbs, and you can purchase your herbs at below retail price. And these are books that every home should have in their library. If you want to know more about it, all you have to do is go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Click on the herb information tab, and there's a link for Pure Herbs. Click on that link, and you can check Pure Herbs out. Click on the link for Nature Sunshine. You can check that out as well. Some good stuff for you tonight. My affirmation, my health affirmation for today says, perfect health is my natural state. I am healthy and strong, filled with energy and vitality all day long. I eat the foods I need to maintain optimum health and vitality. I feel energized throughout the day. I think young and I feel young. I feel great. I feel great, and I hope you do too. Before we get into the herbs that every home should have tonight, I want to share with you some information. Someone asked me, they emailed me and asked me again, could I give a list of those, the Dirty Dozen, the produce for the pesticides, the number one produce for pesticides. I'm going to do this one more time. They say they didn't have a pencil. Okay, we got to give them the benefit of the doubt. But the Dirty Dozen, the highest, the food, the produce with the highest pesticides are as follows. There's 12 of them. Well, actually 13 because they have kale and collard greens linked together. But these are foods that you certainly want to purchase organic, okay? And they are apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, nectarine, grapes, sweet bell peppers, potatoes, blueberries, lettuce, kale, and collard greens. The produce that has the lowest amount of pesticides are onions, corn, pineapple, avocado, asparagus, sweet peas, mango, eggplant, cantaloupe, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, and mushrooms, okay? That's our, and apples are the number one produce for pesticide contamination. So definitely, if you're going to purchase apples, spend $2.50 for a bag of organic apples so you can eat the whole thing because the peeling is where a lot of the nutrients are. We don't want to peel away that peeling. We want to eat that peeling. It has fiber in it. It does all kinds of good things for our body. So we want to be able to eat that. So when you can, purchase organic, okay? The taste of organic fruits and vegetables is often, they're superior. You can taste the difference. So when you can, you just want to purchase organic. I want to let you know that if you have any questions tonight, remember to press option one on your phone. If you have any questions or any comments while we're on the show tonight, just feel free to press option one, and I can see you. Isn't technology really wonderful? Who would have ever thought all those years ago that you can be sitting comfortably in your home, lounging maybe in your pajamas, chilling, and listening to the radio, either via your telephone or on the computer. I'm telling you, this technology thing is something. Organic foods, if you go to a health food store, they don't normally sell any kind of genetically modified foods. You know, genetically modified foods is a thing today. You know, in fact, there's a DVD that's going to be, you're going to be able to watch Food Matters all next week. I think it's the end of the week, for a week, entire week, you're going to be able to watch the entire DVD online. So I just thought I'd put that in your ear right quick. You're going to be able to watch that online, Food Matters. And I think everybody should see that DVD. It's just got so much wonderful information about the food that we're eating. You would be surprised to know that some of the food we eat is just really not even fit for human consumption. And we need to know these things. So if you decide that, okay, this is really, I still want to, then okay, fine. That's up to you. But you know what? Knowledge is power. We can't just allow anything to happen to our food and we say, okay, well, okay, it doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters very much what we eat, what we put in our bodies. So, I'm wrong. Let me give you the correct dates on that. You'll be able to watch Food Matters during the week of October the 2nd until midnight on October the 8th. And all you have to do is go to www.foodmatters.tv/screening/screening event, okay? And you'll be able to watch that. Please watch it. I think this is such a phenomenal thing that they're doing, you know, allowing people, because a lot of people just, they're not going to buy the DVD. So this way you'll get a chance to watch it. And you know what? Email that link to everybody that you know. If you didn't get it, I'll give it again before the end of the show, foodmatters.tv/screening event during the week of October the 2nd until midnight, October the 8th. When you watch it, send the link to everybody you know. Everybody you know needs to watch it. It's going to show you just what happens with our food. Food is a business now. You know, even when we think our foods, when we see commercials with the farms and the cows and the different things on the farm, it's nothing like that. It is nothing like that. Food is big business. It's big bucks. So I just want to share that with you. And, you know, so you know, knowledge is power. We got to educate ourselves, right? Okay. Well, let's get into some the business at hand. Tonight I want to share with you some herbs to keep on hand. You know, with the fall and with the winter comes those little pesky bugs and bacteria. You know, kids are bringing them home from school already, coming home with schools and, I mean, with stuffy noses and runny noses and coughs, and we got to be prepared. Not only us, there's a movie coming out, I think it's called Contamination. I'm not sure if anybody know what I'm talking about. Press option one, let me know. I think it's Contaminated, though. But it shows just how we have got to be so cautious as to our immune system. You have got to protect your immune system. Your immune system is the focal point of your body. And if your immune system is compromised, then that's when we get all kinds of things like colds and bugs and flu bugs and all these other kind of things. Be very cautious. Educate yourself concerning the flu shot. Educate yourself concerning that flu shot that they're giving out everywhere now. You can drive up to the pharmacy window. You can get one through drive-through. People, health enthusiasts, be very cautious. Don't just hand your health over to somebody because they're doing it free. They're going into the schools and they're setting up shops. Just educate yourself. Do some research. You know, we got these wonderful computers. Let's use them for something other than sending emails. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but just let's do some research. Let's find out what's going on. I'm going to do a show, and we're going to find out just exactly what's in some of these immunizations that our children be taking. You know, back in the day when we were so faithfully going to the doctor, I know I was going to, thought I was doing the right thing, taking my children to the doctor, getting all these immunizations, and didn't know jack diddly what was in this stuff. I just knew to be a good parent, I thought this is what I was doing. I'm doing the right thing. But we got to educate ourselves now. So I'm going to do a show on just exactly what we're giving our children, the immunization that they're having to take. And, you know, you don't have to immunize your child. You don't have to do that. A lot of people think if you don't, well, you know, you could be arrested. You can know. And there's a website, Michigan.gov has a website that you can go to and find out all about the procedures. If you decide not to give your children immunizations, you can. It has everything there on the website. Just seek, and you shall find. Okay. Tonight I want to talk to you about some herbs that we should all keep on hand. One of them being alfalfa. You guys know that I love alfalfa. I'm just a fan of alfalfa. And, you know, when you ask me why, it's simply because alfalfa is a food. It's a natural food. And herbs, keep in mind that herbs are the highest quality of food known to man, okay? And alfalfa is a food. It's an alterative. That means that it tends to restore normal health to the entire body. That's why it's good for the whole body. It's a body nutrient. It's a tonic. You know, it's remember back in the day when our parents and grandparents used to have tonics? It's a tonic for your body. It's good for the joints. It's good for your stomach. It's good for any kind of arthritic condition. For those of you that have a hard time in the wintertime when the weather starts getting cold and we start putting on our long johns, oh, yeah, I wear mine, too. I have mine on, too. In fact, I thank God for my girl Jan. She told me one year, she said, "You don't have on your long johns." I said, "No." She said, "Girl, you better get your long johns on. I got me some long johns, and I wear them." Yes, I don't care. But it's good for all kinds of arthritic discomfort. It even stops excessive sweating. It's a deodorizer. It's good for the pituitary gland. It's a nutrient, actually, for the pituitary gland. And alfalfa is really easy to digest. It contains at least 8 active enzymes. And, you know, enzymes are very important when it comes to digesting our food. And these enzymes help a person to digest the food as well as digest the plant itself. So it has its own digest aid in it, alfalfa does. For those of you that know anybody that's dealing with uric acid, an excess of uric acid, which is also called gout, you know, they need alfalfa because alfalfa is awesome for pulling the excess uric acid out of the body. And you can eat large quantities of this for the purpose of relieving any kind of joint pain. You know, a lot of times what we do with herbs, we use herbs like we do medicine. You know, when we go to the doctor and the doctor say, okay, take this pill and take it 3 times a day. Okay, unfortunately, we don't do herbs like that. We'll take it 1 or 2 times, say, hey, I don't feel nothing, you know. But keep in mind, an herb is not a chemical medication, okay? So you have to get it into your system. And there's several ways to get herbs into your system, either by extracts, we'll talk more about that later, or capsules, or dried herbs or tea formula or fomentation. You know, there's all kinds of ways to use herbs, okay? So now alfalfa is also used for repairing any kind of stomach condition. You have any kind of thing going on with your stomach, like any kind of ulcer, alfalfa is a wonderful food for that. It's a source of hormonal nutrition for the pituitary gland. Alfalfa is a rich storehouse. It has calcium, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, and it's loaded with sodium. But now, you don't have to be concerned that this sodium is that sodium that you have on your salt on your table. Hopefully you don't. In your salt shaker on your table. It's not sodium chloride. It's not that chemical, okay? It's an organic form of sodium that really your body recognizes. We came from earth. We came from the dust. We've got to go back to the earth in order to maintain, repair, and help these bodies to repair itself. That's why it's so awesome. The herbs are so awesome when it comes to helping the body restore itself. Alfalfa provides a balanced spectrum of vitamins and minerals. And like I said, it soaks up gout. It soaks up uric acid, which in turn causes gout. And it relieves fluid retention. You know somebody got those swollen ankles? You ever seen people have those swollen ankles, big swollen ankles? You know, it could be that it's a fluid retention that has to do with uric acid. Maybe they're eating too much inorganic sodium chloride, the table chemical, okay? So alfalfa is certainly a herb that you want on your list of herbs to keep on hand, alfalfa. Another one is arnica. Now, these aren't in any alphabetical order. They just happen to, looks like I put them down like that, but they really aren't. Arnica. Arnica is a herb that's used for removing physical shock from the nervous system. It's good for any kind of bumps, bruises. Have you ever walked into something with your shin and end up with one of those gray, big old black and blue bumps on your shin bone? Arnica is awesome for that. Any kind of sprain, any kind of injury, any kind of voluntary bruise, it promotes healing. It's good for operations. If you're having any kind of operation, it's good for any kind of inflammation, especially genital inflammation. It reduces cholesterol. Yeah. It reduces cholesterol. It reduces swelling of boils. Always think of arnica in case of physical shock to the nervous system, such as a tooth extraction. You wouldn't think that a tooth extraction would be shock to the nervous system, right? It actually is. It's extreme shock to the nervous system. I'm in the process of having the mercury fillings removed from my teeth. I've had one side done. I had the left side done. I had two on that side, and now I've got two on the right side. So I've got to have the two on the right side removed. And it's actually physical shock when the dentists have to go in and drill out those fillings to put the white fillings in. You know, we no longer want to do mercury. Mercury is a killer. I'm going to do a show on mercury fillings. You'd be surprised how a lot of ailments are linked to mercury fillings. And it's things that we never even think about. You know, you get a filling, you don't associate a filling with all of a sudden you're starting having headaches and different things, you know. But that's why we got to pay more attention to our body. We got to listen to our body. Like I read a book once called Body Language, and it talked about how when if a person is talking to you, you can read what they're thinking by their language. If they have their arms folded, chances are they're not paying much attention to you. Well, it's the same way with our body. Did you know that every tooth in our body is linked to an organ in our body? It's called the tooth meridian. and I'm going to do a show on that. Every tooth in our body is linked to an organ in our body. So getting back to arnica, when you think of arnica, you want to think of any kind of physical shock to the nervous system, tooth extraction, broken bones, headaches, blows to the head, sprains, any kind of physical shock to the nervous system. Your boss can be a physical shock to your nervous system. Those that have invested in the stock market and it didn't go the way you wanted it to, that can cause a shock to your nervous system. Parents raising children can cause a shock to our nervous system. Rush hour traffic, things like that. They cause shock to the nervous system. And arnica, it can be taken internally, and it can also be used externally. And if before I had these fillings removed from my teeth, I just used it on both sides, on my jaw. I just rubbed it in my jaw. And then I have to, and be sure when you're having these fillings removed, be sure that you go to a holistic dentist that knows what they're doing. They're not supposed to just chip these things away out and let them go, you know, down the drain into the water drain. Make sure you go to somebody that's experienced with removing mercury fillings, okay? Okay, so this is arnica. If you have any kind of fall, arnica is good for that. I carry arnica with me at all times when I'm traveling because you'd be surprised how you can bump and bruise and hit and pinch yourself, you know, in traveling. And I always carry arnica with me. Now, taken internally, you can't take too much arnica internally because it can be toxic taken internally. Normally 1 to 5 drops is all you need, and always start with 1 drop, but get with your holistic practitioner or your holistic physician or your MD, and they'll explain to you because everybody's case is different. I never give an across-the-board suggestion, never diagnosis. I don't give any diagnosis. Because we don't treat any diseases. You see, we don't treat disease. We help the body to overcome issues. So we don't treat diseases. Okay? Okay. The next one is, so far we've got alfalfa and we've got arnica, A-R-N-I-C-A. I just heard somebody say, how do you spell it? A-R-N-I-C-A, arnica. If you're having surgery, apply the arnica to the area to be worked on. You know, I heard a lady say that she was having surgery, and I think it was for a gallbladder or something, but about a week before she began to have, she had to have surgery, she applied the arnica to the area of her gallbladder. And she said her bleeding, the doctor later told her that she had very little bleeding. And the surgery was just awesome. He said he had never seen anybody not bleed as much as this lady didn't bleed. And she attributed it to arnica. Okay, so arnica is awesome for removing any kind of physical shock to the system. So, and before you heal the system, you have to remove that physical shock. We have a process that's called the nervous application, and we use arnica on the spine to remove any kind of trauma from the spine with other herbs, with peppermint and herbal adjustment. So it's a great thing to keep on hand. Another one is astragalus. Anybody know me know that I love astragalus. I do posts about it on Facebook. I send emails out about it. It's so much about astragalus until time would not even permit me to tell you everything there is to know about astragalus. But astragalus is a powerful immune system builder. Astragalus, and it's spelled A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S, astragalus. It's a powerful immune system builder. You know when you feel that little scratchiness in your throat and you want to speak, feel like I'm coming down with something. That's the time you want to hit it, when your nose feels scratchy way back up in there. You know, you want to hit it then, when the throat is scratchy, when it starts to feel a little sore. That's when you want to get on it. Don't wait until you got a full-blown case of something. Hit it. Let your body, learn to listen to your body. Your body will tell you some things if you just learn to listen. So a lot of times we'll speak things, you know, just like the instance I gave, feel like I'm coming down. Your body is telling you, I need some help. Help me. Okay? So astragalus is a powerful immune system builder. It improves the appetite. It expels poison. It strengthens the ability to digest. It repairs chronic lung problems. It reduces fluid swelling. It also provides energy by being an adrenal gland nutrient. It increases the circulation. Other astragalus benefits are making your metabolism stronger, you see. It also is used to make your immune system, it kicks in. It's sort of like a boxer. That's the analogy I use. A boxer, you know, when you hit a boxer with one punch, he hits you back with another one. That's how astragalus is. When you feel something coming on, you give it some astragalus. I also love echinacea. But now with echinacea, it's only suggested that you take echinacea for about 7 days, and then you have to pull back off of it. Because what echinacea does, it's like it tells your body, when you take echinacea, it's like saying that you've been poisoned. And echinacea is on alert. It's on guard. It's looking around for any foreign objects that's invaded the body. And it stands at alert for about 7 days, and after that, it releases. So you want to take it maybe about 7 days, and then you want to pull back off of it. But astragalus is a herb that I keep at all times. And the best time to take it, at night, when you're feeling a little, you know, lethargic, you're not feeling your best, your energy level is down, you got that scratchy thing going on with your throat, maybe a little sore, you can feel some nodules in lymph nodes, a little swollen lymph nodes up under your throat, that's the time to hit astragalus. Let it be the last thing that goes in your mouth before you go to bed at night. Put it on your tongue, chew it. When I say chew it, especially extract, you put it in your mouth. Extract is a liquid. You put it in your mouth, and you just chew it. You let it mix with your saliva, and then you just swallow it down. Okay, that's what I mean when I say chewing it. Okay? Astragalus, it'll give you energy you won't believe. Some people believe that it even helps with your stamina. It's been used to treat ulcers. If you have a weakened immune system, if you're the type of person that all somebody has to do is look like they want to sneeze and you catch a cold, you need astragalus. And this herb is so awesome because it helps you fight off diseases by becoming an immune system stimulant. It's been known to fight infections, both viral and bacterial. Okay? It's been used for people that's suffering with cancer. We call it bad cells. You know, it's no big C. We just call it bad cells. That's what cancer is. And it's simply because it keeps the adrenal glands working like they're supposed to work. So astragalus is truly a herb that you want to add to your arsenal of herbs to keep on hand. And there's tons of them. But these are some of the ones that are most prevalent in my herb cabinet, some that I keep on hand. Another one is herbal adjustment. Herbal adjustment is awesome. For all of you guys that's going to see a chiropractor, herbal adjustment is a herb that you want. it helps you to hold your adjustment. I use it when I go to see my chiropractor. When I go see Dr. Bob, I use it. I put it on before I go see him. And then as soon as I'm adjusted, when he gives me my adjustment, then I'll put some more on. And it helps you to hold the adjustment that he's just done, okay? It's also good for headaches. It's good for shoulder and neck tension. It's good. It'll stop cramps. It's good for any kind of arthritic discomfort. It's good for any kind of distortion of the spine. It's good for joint and muscle spasms and joint and muscle pain. It's good for sports injuries. Sometimes after I walk, I get this pain, even though I stretch, I get this tightness. It's not really a pain. It's like a soreness in my calf muscles. And I stretch. I make sure that I stretch before I walk. I make sure that I stretch afterwards. But sometimes every once in a while I'll get that soreness. And I'll use the herbal adjustment. I'll put the herbal adjustment on my calf muscles at night before I go to bed. And the next day when I get up and it's time to hit the track or hit the gym again, I'm in tip-top shape. So this is a herb you definitely want on hand, herbal adjustment. Also, I just want to remind you, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, be sure to press option 1. And we can see you, and you can ask your question. Herbal adjustment has been known to stop heart attacks. That's right, to stop heart attacks and strokes. Herbal adjustment is awesome. Put it right in the side of the cheek of a person that's having a heart attack, and it can actually stop a heart attack. It also stops internal bleeding, herbal adjustment. Can you imagine that there's herbs that can do everything that medicine do but without the harmful side effects? One of those herbs being willow. Willow is a natural aspirin, a natural pain reliever. It's also a blood thinner. So for all of you that's on that 2 baby aspirin a day, you know, you might want to think twice about that. I know someone was telling me on Dr. Oz the other day, they were talking about, you know, Dr. Oz was saying, you know, he gives a lot of wonderful health information, natural health information. But keep in mind that Dr. Oz is MD. So, yes, he's going to recommend aspirin. But willow is a natural aspirin. In fact, willow is the main component in aspirin, but without all the chemicals, without all the side effects. You don't have to worry about spontaneous bleeding in your stomach. You don't have to worry about ulcers, any of that with willow. It prevents blood clots. It's good for sore eyes. Have you, for those of you that are on the computer for long periods of time, and sometimes your eyes are sore, you can take willow and just rub it around your eye socket, not in your eye, just rub it around the eye socket, and it'll relieve the soreness in your eye. Another awesome herb is beetroot. I'm a fanatic about cleansing my liver. You know, the liver is so taken for granted. We take so our liver for granted. Beetroot is a liver cleanser. It's also a source of sulfur and the compound potassium. It's a good source of magnesium. It's a good source of the trace element boron. It provides folic acid. It pushes aluminum out of the nerves and the brain. It also purifies and builds healthy blood, and it normalizes the pH in the body. Due to the high concentration of the nitrates in beetroot, it's been shown to lower blood pressure by increasing blood flow. So for all of you that's dealing with that issue of blood pressure, beetroot is awesome for lowering the blood pressure. It's also good for It's excellent, in fact, not just good, it's excellent for any kind of respiratory issue. For those of you that are dealing with any kind of asthma situations, a little bit of beetroot every day is good for that. It also improves the strength of the nerves. It contains a bioactive agent called betaine, and it's good for the nerves in the body, which supports it also supports a healthy liver function. When the liver is functioning properly, health enthusiasts, fats are broken down like they're supposed to be, and then that aids in helping us to release weight. I don't like to say weight loss, because if you lose it, you can gain it, get it back. But I say release it. It's very effective in helping you to release weight. It also prevents fatigue. It also is excellent for nausea, you know. And like I said, we so take our liver for granted. Did you know that the liver is one organ in our body that most people don't even give much thought to? And we should. Did you know that the liver is the largest internal organ in your body? And it's also responsible for some of your body's most crucial, hear me, most crucial functions, including it stores iron, as well as vitamins and minerals. It also enables you to digest your food. Did you know that 25 million Americans, that's one in every 10, are or have been afflicted with disease associated to the liver? They say that there's more people with hepatitis B and C than there is with HIV. People just don't realize how fascinating and how important the liver is. We've got to take care of our liver. You know, put your hand right up under your rib cage and just rub your liver and just tell your liver, I love you. I love you, liver. Do things to take care of your liver. I make all kinds of smoothies on my website. I give recipes for smoothies. On Facebook, I give recipes. I post pictures of smoothies that's good for the liver, food that you may want to consider including in your diet, in your eating regimen, is dandelion. Dandelion is so good for lemon. The liver loves bitter. And just remember that. The liver loves bitter. So it loves dandelions. It loves lemon because it's bitter. Okay? When you think of liver, just think that your liver is filtering out toxins, including chemicals and alcohol, pesticides, herbicides. You know, for those of us that don't eat organic, those fruits and vegetables have herbicides and pesticides, and your liver is working to filter all of that out. Every minute, the human liver filters more than 1 liter of blood. It's important. It's important to take care of our liver, okay? Every minute, it filters more than a liter of blood. And when the liver filters out the toxins and chemicals, it turns them into a byproduct or a waste product, if you will, by liquefying them, turning them into this liquefied product. And these toxins are then excreted out of the body through the urine. So, see, it's important that we take care of our liver. The liver has over 300 functions. It's an important organ. And do you know it's so powerful until it can regenerate itself? With a little help, a little beetroot, a little dandelion, get you some dandelion. Go to the health food store. Get you some dandelions and cut it up in your salad, you know. Get it and put it in your smoothie. Put your handful in your smoothie. Help protect your liver. Help take care of your liver, okay? The human liver also produces cholesterol. be very careful about the doctor wanting to put you on a cholesterol-lowering medication or drug. Your liver produces cholesterol. So when you get into tampering with it and taking drugs that's going to lower your cholesterol, this is going to make your liver even want to produce more cholesterol. The body will do what the body is meant to do. Your organs will do what your organs is meant to do. Your liver produces cholesterol. It also produces a substance called urea. It's a substance that breaks down the fat in your body. When you eat excess fat, it breaks down the fat in your body. The liver also regulates the glucose, and it helps to maintain the glucose level in your blood. All of this from your liver. Isn't that something? It also converts your glucose into glycogen. In addition, your liver also acts as a storage device, holding vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K, vitamin B12. Your liver is so important. So give it some beetroot. I love the beetroot extract. Put a little bit in your mouth, swish it around, let it mix up with your saliva, and it goes right into the bloodstream. Okay? That's another herb that I would suggest you having on your in your arsenal this winter. In fact, period. Another one is a herb that we have called heart tonic. It's good for any kind of problems with the heart. It's called HT Combo. And this one will actually help you to grow your heart, to replace valves and things that's been had any kind of stress or any kind of issues going on with valves. It'll help you to actually grow a new heart. Your heart will do what it's supposed to do. We just got to give it what it needs in order for it to do it. You hear me say that a lot because it's absolutely true. It helps to normalize blood pressure. You know, blood pressure is a really big problem today. You know, we're not eating like we're supposed to eat. We're not exercising like we're supposed to exercise. Everybody's in cars. People are jumping a car to run two blocks over, you know, instead of walking. I'm seeing more people on bicycles. That's a good thing. But we've got to take care of our bodies. You know what? Your health is not valued until sickness comes. And that's the truth. You don't really begin to really value your health until you get sick. So we got to take care of our health, got to take care of these bodies. Another herb I want to share with you tonight and that we should have in our arsenal, it's a combination herb that we have, and it's called WW, and it's short for worms. And it's a herb that's used for eliminating worms and parasites of all kinds in your body. It's a formulation of the male fern, mugwort, pumpkin seed, black walnut hull, and cascara sagrada. It's used for cleansing the body of parasites, and this is something we don't normally do. If I was to ask right now, let me see how many people on a regular basis cleanse your body, use a parasitic antidote to rid your body of parasites. I'm sure not too many of you can say that I do. But this is where we learn. This is what I love so much about this avenue of sharing information with you, because we're all learning. You know, we're learning something new, and as we learn, we've got to learn how to implicate, how to implement the things that we're learning. So this herb, WW, and if you want to know more about these herbs, all you have to do, go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Click on the herb information page. Click on, go to the Pure Herbs website, go to the Nature Sunshine website, and just look around. Take a look around, okay? Well, from the looks of the clock on the wall tonight, it looks like we're about ready to get up out of here. You know, it just doesn't seem like an hour is enough time. I want to ask you all to come back next week. I'm going to have Denise Strauss on. Denise is the owner of Vivo Wellness Center, and she's going to be talking to us about colonics. This is a time to cleanse. We got to get cleansed. We got to clean our bodies. And for those of you that haven't had a colonic and you're interested in knowing just what a colonic entails, well, Denise is going to be on with me next week, and she's going to share with you some accurate and thorough information concerning a colonic, okay? So I want to thank you all for being with me tonight, and I truly thank all of you for your questions and for emailing me and for hitting me up on Facebook. I really appreciate it. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, and it's just been a plum-pleasing pleasure and a privilege being with you this evening, and I thank you so much, and I want to invite you to come back. In fact, you know, invite others to come on. You know, tell others about the show, because we're just sharing. You know, if each one can reach one and teach one, what an awesome place this would be. You see what I'm saying? So let's just all try to tell everybody, you know, come on, let's listen, you know, support her. You're the reason I'm here. You're the reason I'm doing this. You know what, if I had my way, nobody would ever be sick. And I know sometimes we all go through things, you know, stresses and everything help to, you know, compromise the body. But we just have to know that there's a better way. So thank you so much for being with me tonight, and I look forward to being with you again next week, same time, same place, every Tuesday, 9 o'clock p.m., and we'll do it again. And invite somebody on to listen to Denise Strauss as she shares with us information about colonics. Maybe we can all get together and go have a group colonic. How about that? It's something to think about at least, huh? Okay. Thanks again to the Poetic Energy Network Station for making this possible. Once again, I'm Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, your friendly ND. And this is Here's to Your Health. Good night, everybody. God bless. I love you all.